I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got an amazing show today. It's actually quite geeky in so many ways, as am I. So, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. And the show this week is sponsored by lynda.com, lynda.com. But you got to click on the special link on our website in order to get the amazing deal. Now, here's what lynda.com has done differently this time. Instead of just 1 week of being able to access anything and everything they have on their site, all the different tutorials and teaching that cover all kinds of software packages, now, with this special link on our website, you can click through that and get 10 days of lynda.com. Wow, dude. Check that out. Okay, this week we have some amazing stuff. I'm pretty excited about this next one. The first one that we have on our list of things from our website. By the way, I mentioned the website, but I didn't give it to you. Let me do that. It's drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. And another thing I want to remember to do is wish you all a happy Thanksgiving after the fact. I trust you had a good Thanksgiving. You know, I'm thankful for so many things. I'm thankful for all my geekery. I have so much geekery. I've got stuff. I got computers running out my ears, metaphorically speaking. Not literally. That would be painful. Anyway, but I do. I have computers. I have 1, 2, 3 computers sitting right over here. That's a lot of computers just in this one room. Well, 4 if you count the Chromebook that I'm using right here to actually do the show. That's just in this room. That doesn't count in there at my easy chair where I actually have 1, 2, 3 computers. As I've mentioned before, a Linux box, a Windows 7 box, and a Mac Pro. Mac Pro's got 32 gig of memory. Ha ha. Yes. Dude. Actually, the others have 16 gig apiece. So, dude, I got powerful machines. I am so thankful for all of my geeky stuff. And my family and friends and church and folks and everything. Everything that's going on is just good stuff. So I trust you're thankful too. Anyway, first item on the show is Xano. Now that's Z-A-N-O, Xano. You say, what in the world is a Xano? Well, it's cool. Let me tell you that. And it's geeky. It is an autonomous, intelligent, swarming nano drone. Now that, if that doesn't sound like it's something out of a science fiction show, I don't know what does. Dude, this thing has got so much science packed into it. Whoa! I mean, check this out. Look at that. Isn't that cool? It's awesome. And it does so many things. And it has a video camera built into it. You can take still shots with it. It will go up and go, and then hang in a location so that you can take shots with it that are just awesome. I'm telling you. The Xano. I want one of those, by the way. They're going to be in the range of just under $300, which is pretty inexpensive for something that cool. So hang in there. They're going to start beta testing it with the general public in April of next year, 2015. So, dude. All right, next item. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Should I buy this dress? Now, obviously, I wouldn't buy a dress. But I'm picturing the typical lady going into a store and going to the fitting room, and she's standing in front of this mirror, and the mirror is a touch screen. And you can, you know, like call up things on the touch screen and maybe other dresses she might want to try on and different things. That's pretty cool. So this is a technology that's being tested at Nordstrom locations in Seattle, Washington, and the other one in San Jose, Texas. Now, these locations have these touchscreen mirrors that the people that are in the fitting room can try on clothes and tap on the mirror, you know, kind of like my touchscreen here on my Chromebook. Dude, that's pretty cool. And it's developed by eBay, which is cool too. Who knew that eBay was doing these kinds of cool tech, geek, you know, commerce things? It's pretty neat stuff. Now, an item that's a little bit less exciting because it's Twitter spying on you. Well, that may be just a little, well, actually, no, they really are spying on you, but it's, you know, their whole idea is to collect data from their users about their purchasing practices. Now, if you don't want them to do that, you can turn that off, which is good, at least, that they allow you to turn it off, okay? So, it works like this. If you're on Twitter and you see a link in your Twitter feed to a particular item and you click it and you're going off to buy it, then they go, aha, let's write that down and gather some data on your buying habits. You know, that's sneaky. And it's maybe not something you want to happen. So you can go in, and Android users can opt out of the feature of the Twitter app by selecting Tailor Twitter-based apps, or on my apps, Twitter-based on my apps, or whatever. And you click that, it's in the article. And you click that, and it allows you to set it so it doesn't track what you buy through Twitter. Now, I don't buy anything through Twitter that I remember anyway, but still, it's a bit annoying. Know what I'm saying? All right, next item. Next item is that you remember last week on the Netcast, and by the way, if this is your very first Netcast, you're probably going, who is this strange dude? It looks like Santa Claus doing tech news. Well, it'll look even more so when I put on my Santa Claus hat, which I actually have one, and I'm pretty excited about wearing it soon. But anyway, why not? So, last week on the blog, and on the Netcast, if you missed it, was an open source notebook computer. Cool. Well, this week we're talking about an open source tablet. Now, it's open source in that they have people powered. That's, you know, that's kind of hard to say. It's what do they call it? Alliterative? I don't know. Whatever. It's hard to say sometimes if you say it too fast. It's the Yalla tablet. Jolla. I don't know. Yalla or Hala. Yalla? Hala. You know. Hey, Hala. Anyway. The Yalla tablet. It's people powered. And the whole idea is this is an Indiegogo project. And you can tailor this tablet. And it has the, let's see, what's the name of it? The Sailfish 2 OS or OS 2.0 operating system. Dude. And it's multitasking, and it multitask and shows you the windows of everything you have running if you wish. You know, it just comes up. Oh, it's pretty cool looking. You got to watch the video. Watch the video of the Yalla tablet. Hard to say, but sounds like it'll be fun. Now, it's a community-based, kind of open source-ish based tablet. And you really need to look into it. Watch the video on drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Watch the video and you'll get a better idea of what it's all about, okay? All right, now we just had Black Friday, which I celebrated by staying home, not going to the stores. I don't want to have people running all over me. No, I stayed home and I watched with my wife and the Game Master, my son, I watched a binge watch on Amazon video, on demand, you know, video of Stargate. Yes, we're working through all the Stargates in Stargate SG-1. SG-1. Dude, now you know that in my, the outro of this program, the exit, I show lots of images, and one of which is a Stargate, because I'm a big Stargate fan, and we're having fun watching that. So we stayed home and did that. Whole lot more fun than getting stomped on in stores, you know what I'm saying? So we didn't really participate in Black Friday, but coming up is Cyber Monday. Now there's going to be lots and lots of sales for Cyber Monday, okay? And this is a pretty amazing one. Amazon has the Samsung S5, which is a very popular phone. It's currently the, I guess you'd call it the top of the line phone for Samsung. Okay, the Samsung S5 Android phone, which is running Lollipop. I know I like doing that. Anyway, that phone is available for $1. $1. Now we're talking a $500-and-some-dollar phone for $1, but you got to get a 2-year contract. But it's available with Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint. Dude, $1. I mean, this is an amazing phone. It really is. And for $1, dude. This is the 2014 flagship device from Samsung. The handset launched earlier this year to a lot of rave reviews, although some critics said that they added more gimmicks to give the customer the impression the Galaxy S5 offers considerably more than the Galaxy S4. The Galaxy S4 was already cool, okay? The S5, they added some more stuff, but still, it's a cool phone for a buck. $1, are you kidding me? So anyway, pretty amazing stuff. I don't know if I'll get one or not. You know, my phone's getting a little bit long in the tooth, but it's still a pretty nice phone. I really like it. I even put that in the exit videos. You know, the LG Optimus G something Pro. Yeah, okay, Fred, you put it up there. Fred keeps me straight. By the way, for those of you that may be joining us for the very first time on this netcast, which, bless your darling hearts, you probably don't know about Fred. Fred is my imaginary friend who spells his name P-H-R-E-D because he can. Okay. Just saying. So, he's an odd character. Aren't you, Fred? He's actually right about that. I am a bit odder than he is. Just saying. I mean, after all, I'm the one with the imaginary friend, right? Yeah. Anyway. So, Fred keeps me straight. Whoa! Fred likes to play the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. Just because he does it at awkward times and makes me jump. This time I was kind of thinking of Fred, so I was kind of ready for him this time. But anyway, he's giving me the Geek Software of the Week drum roll because we have a Geek Software of the Week this week that's actually quite exciting to me. It's called Voice Meter. Now that's not meter like a meter. It's a meter like you meet somebody, right? And the reason it's kind of cool to me, you may not have any use for this, I don't know. But for me, it looks pretty exciting because I've always been a fan of editing my audio in real time. You know, a linear edit. And I know that's not very popular these days. And actually, I've gotten to where the Game Master gave me a hard time about this many years ago. He was saying, dude, what's up with this? You should be doing nonlinear editing using Audacity. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I know. And since then, I've taken his advice and I started doing nonlinear editing. And I got to admit, yeah, I kind of like that too. But I'm just, you know, I'm an old radio guy. I go back a long ways. I started doing radio in 1976. And so I've done lots of radio. You know, so anyway. So, and back then, we used actual audio boards. Yes, with sliders and knobs and things of that nature. And so if you like that paradigm, then you can use this software, which gives you a virtual audio mixer right on your computer. dude, and it looks cool too. It's a long, it's kind of a long image, so I'm going to slide over this way. Wait a minute, this way, I'm sorry. And let you see it. Fred's going, I'm not going to put it up until you get out of the way. So I'm out of the way. Okay, there you go. He's so demanding. Okay, you're right. Anyway, point is, this software is very cool. Now, there used to be some software that I always talked about on the Audio Netcast, and it's, believe it or not, it's been almost 10 years ago. Dude, wow. Anyway, 10 years ago, I was doing only audio, not video, Netcast, and I used PodStation, okay, which was written by a guy in Mexico, and I actually helped him get his first website set up to use PodStation, or to advertise PodStation, and he gave it away. It was open source, it was free, and it was really cool software. That was a little buggy and a few of the new features he did, and then he quit developing it. I don't even know what happened, you know, but that his website is gone. He sent out an email and says, okay, I'm going to quit developing this, bye. And that was it. And that can happen in open source, all right? But this guy has written this software. I think he's in France. But anyway, he's written the software, and it is free. But it is really slick, and it's very modern, and it's got a modern look and feel to it, so it's pretty cool. So anyway, you can use it as a virtual audio mixer. You can use it as a mixer for your Skype conversations, which there's a whole video here on YouTube of how to use two Skype callers, separate Skype accounts, and blend them with this voice meter software. And gamers can use it. It's actually pretty cool, so check it out. It's pretty exciting software for this particular kind of thing. So, you know, try it. I did. I installed it and played with it. It's actually pretty cool. It actually comes with I guess you'd call it a virtual device driver thing that makes it work, and it's really neat. This guy went to a lot of trouble to develop this, so it's cool. All right, last item for this show is a little scary. It's about some folks that do digital carjacking. I've been having a little problem with the old tongue here recently. Anyway, the way this works is it's a little device. It's smaller than an iPhone, and they can control your car. Okay, you see where this is going. They can make the brakes go away, or they can apply the brakes when you don't want to have them applied. They can mess with your speed. They can do all kinds of things. What? I mean, if you're driving down the road at 80 miles an hour and they did some of these things, it would wreck your car. Now, I can see where if you were a bad guy, this could be useful. But it's scary. Now, the demo they did here on YouTube, they've got a YouTube video that's on the blog, drbill.tv. You check it out. And, you know, they're only going 5 miles an hour, but it was freaking out the Forbes reporter that they were showing it to. Okay? And I can see why. You don't want people fooling with your car when you're driving it. I mean, I don't want them fooling with it when you're not driving it. But when you're driving it, dude, this is just wrong on so many levels. Anyway, but they need to start securing the electronics in the car. And this is kind of their point. This is why they're showing it to us, is these things need to be secured in such a way that people just can't take over your car. Okay? So that's a little freaky. And freaky is what we do best here on the Dr. Bill Show. So, enough of this. It's about time for us to head on out, you know, right off into the sunset, sort of. Actually, I'm not going to ride off into the sunset, but you get the idea. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.